Hey, hello, you're stuck in Travel Wolf. Going a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. So as you probably picked up on several of these videos, I love Excel. To the point that it may be inappropriate for some videos. There was a joke by a good friend of mine for a long time that it was legal to marry Excel, I would be signing up, right? It's not legal anywhere but in Japan, which I'm not moving to, so that doesn't work. But I'm a big fan of Excel, and I understand what the benefits of Excel are. But of course, Excel can very quickly become a source of breach. So tip for you, if you haven't looked at it already, look at what happened with Boeing and their 36,000 employees and the spreadsheet that led to the breach, and consider the controls that you should put in place. Here's the story. Here's what is. A gentleman working at Boeing exported a spreadsheet. There were some hidden columns, some fields he didn't see, and he wanted to have it formatted. He wanted to have it formatted pretty. And when you want a pretty formatting, and you don't know how to do it to yourself, you reach out to your network, right? In this case, his wife. So this Boeing guy, from his Boeing email address, emails his wife to her personal email address, I think it was Gmail, and sends his 36,000 rows of employees for formatting, not realizing so after the fact that it included their full information, their date of birth, their address, their social security number, everything you need for identity theft, right? Everything you need for a PII breach. 36,000 people are now being notified that this happened. 36,000 people are now being offered protection. What could you have done to stop this? Well, let's start off in the center, right? The database. We talk a lot about encrypting the data itself. I like formatting, preserving encryption for this, FPE, which takes your social security number and date of birth, encrypts it. It still looks like a social security number. It still looks like a date of birth, but it's not the right one. It's an encrypted value. And if it does get selected out, your people are protected. Now, number two, the ability to select data out of those databases. Good identity and access management controls right there. Boom, stop your people from selecting data that they don't need, because if this person only truly needed the names and addresses, you should have never had access to a view with those columns in the first place. Three. Oh my goodness, somehow I exported the files to a, or exported the data to a file. If you were to put the data loss prevention and scan your file system looking for these things, that file would have popped. You usually put this in preventative mode so you can talk to people and figure out what their business process is. And someone could have had a conversation with the gentleman to say, hey, do you know what you just did? Don't do that. However, that doesn't always happen. The next thing you could do is say, all right, you could stop it on the send. We'll use data loss prevention on the email. So when it sees social security numbers going across the wire, it stops it. Bam, you cannot send this email. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. That should be in prevent mode. That should be a red flag, and someone should be calling that guy, preferably security team and or his supervisor. And finally, for the ultimate defense in depth, teach your people Excel skills. If they know how to format, they're not going to be emailing their wives. We should all learn Excel. That's it. What controls did I miss? What would you have put in place? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Cheers.